This morning, we're going to have a little bit different, order of worship. I don't know what we'd call it. But we're going to really focus on our worship together today. And, worship is it's an expression of adoration. It's an expression of devotion. There's people who we admire and we come to worship them. Or are hopefully not any human beings like we worship God. Worship is honor that we give to other people or sometimes some things. Worship is to submit ourselves to a higher power, to say, you're God and I'm not. Worship is an attitude. It comes from your heart, but it manifests itself in action. It's an act. And so we do things, certain things, as we worship. And so we gather today because we choose to worship. We choose to worship the Creator God, Yahweh, His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. That's who we have chosen as a group of Christians. We've chosen to, that's who we're going to focus our worship upon. And so today we're going to worship in several different ways. We're going to sing. And that's worship. And we're going to pray, and that's worship. We're going to read scripture, and that's worship. We're going to greet each other in a minute. And greeting each other is worship. We're going to give an offering, and that's worship. We're going to have a special prayer for unity, and that's worship. And then we're going to take communion, which, again, that's worship. Tomorrow, we're all going to worship in some different ways. We're not going to have a greeting here tomorrow. We're not going to gather here and sing songs tomorrow. But we still will worship, and we'll worship when we work. And we'll worship when we play. Because we worship a God who calls us to do everything we do for His glory. And so we worship when we do chores. We worship when we relax. This morning, I want us to especially focus on the lyrics of the songs. And today, the instead of a normal sermon, I want you to let the lyrics of these songs kind of address some points of worship for us, some specific worship points for us. And so really pay close attention about the lyrics. And I'll talk about that. Well, I'll just say it now. The lyrics are often truth statements. Man, the lyrics of the songs preach much better sermons than I can. Now, I want you to really think about that. The lyrics of our song are preaching to us. They're not just truth statements made by a speaker, but we're all making them together. It's kind of like all of us together making a declaration of who we are and what we believe. And so, as we do these truth statements and make these declarations in our singing today, really pay attention to what you're singing and what you're saying, and let that flow from your heart, not just from your mouth, but let it flow from your mouth too. Just let's let her rip in this singing. Let's pray first. Father, we pray today that our worship would be acceptable to you with all of our heart. That's all we want to do today is honor you and tell you we love you and that you are our Lord, you are our King, and we submit our lives to you. And in everything we do today, Father, this is our intent to just love and worship you. So one of the first things that we're going to sing about is the idea that we are saved. We're saved. And we once were lost, but now we're saved. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Another place that sweet sound is from these words from Paul to the Ephesians. And after that, we'll begin our singing. But listen to this from Paul. All of us lived among these disobedient spirits at one time, gratifying our sinful nature, all of us. How many of us? All of us. We were following the desires and the thoughts and like the rest, like everyone. We were by nature deserving wrath. But God, because of his great love for us, is that good news? But God, when we were lost at our worst, God, because of his great love, who's rich in mercy, he made us alive even when we were dead in our transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in kindness to us. As we sing this first song, let's go ahead and stand up and sing it. The next song we're going to sing is going to make a statement about our identity, but I want to be real clear about this. Our identity as children of God is due to the fact that Jesus and his Father said so. It's not because of the claims we make. It's not because we've earned our way into the family, but because he says we're his children. He says we're his sons, his daughters, his heirs. In 1 John 3, it says this: "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." The creator of the universe calls us his children. And you know, some of us, more than others maybe, but all of us really, have been prodigals. But even when we were prodigals, we were still sons and daughters. Why? Because that's who he said I am. Not because anything we've done, but because of who he is. Another identity song. But God has chosen you, and he's claimed you, and he's adopted you, and he's birthed you. We are sons and daughters. Let's sing. This morning, I left Edmond, Oklahoma, a little bit after 5, and I listened to praise music all the way here, and it was awesome. I didn't sing loud on every song, but enough, so I'm a little bit right here. But you know what? And it was great. It's great. It's not like being here. Because there's something about singing with you that's just good. We were born again to belong. We're born for community. We're created for community. And so our true selves become our best worshipers when we're worshiping together. We worship a lot by ourselves. You worship when you're alone. And I don't mean just sing songs, but in all the ways you worship, but when we come together and we come together and sing, woo, it's good. We live and we thrive when we're in relationship. Remember, right in the beginning, God said, not good for man to be alone. We thrive in relationship. But a lot of times we're separated by our self-centered approach to our differences. Okay, let me say that again. We're separated from each other, divided because of our self-centered approach to our differences. Race, gender, nationality, any kind of politics, you know, Yankees, Red Sox. But anger festers up inside of us because of some of our differences, and sometimes it's because of jealousy, or sometimes it's because of fear. Often there's a lack of forgiveness. And so what God meant for it to be together gets separated. And yet in our diversity, in our differences is where unity shows the most. Not uniformity, but unity. We're not all the same. And that's good. And that's where you can see unity come together when people who are different love each other. And yet the unity we strive for, we can't get on our own. We need God. And so we pray for God to intervene and we ask Him to make us one. That's our unity prayer that we're going to get to in a minute. But we pray that He would make us one. It's a prayer, what I think, it's a prayer for a supernatural transformation. That I could love you and you could love me. Not despite our differences, but even because of our differences. And so we're going to sing this song, New Hallelujah. I love this song. It's inspiring to me in several ways, but one of the favorite lines is, let love reach to the other side. Whatever that other side is, let love reach to the other side. That we, all people, we can come and worship and we can sing. And people who are different, we can do this with people who are different than we are. And let me tell you, look around the room, we're a lot of different people. And yet this group of people have come to love each other. And so as we sing, I want us to sing it kind of as we sing to God, we sing to each other in the room, but also to outsiders outside the room, that we'll let love reach across to the other side. Let's sing. And after this song, we'll go into our unity prayer. I'm going to say the unity prayer in just a minute, but I just thought of this, and you know, this might not be great to do, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm that way. So, you know, in the football, what we did when we were going to try and express our togetherness, our unity, we put our hand in the middle and we'd go 1, 2, 3, Wildcats. We're not going to do that. But it was something different, though. Right? So, can you do this with me, Vicki?
Sure.
But can just stick your hand straight out and we'll go 1, 2, 3, Jesus. Like, this. Is that okay? Can we do that? Okay. This is about unity right here. So about unity. 1, 2, 3,
Jesus!
Man, that was cool. I wish you had the video from this side. That was so great. And you know, from the get-go, and everybody who does the unity prayer says how much they like it. You know, it's almost part of the unity prayer itself is saying, I love how we do the unity prayer, but I do. And, you know, it's good. And the thing about it, man, we're praying for these countries and we're praying for these other churches. And sometimes it's hard. The world we live in is hard. It's good when we're here together and we can pray for this nation or that nation, or we can pray for this church or that church, and we're going to do that in just a minute. But it's hard because, you know, a lot of the world doesn't share Christ's view of the significance of unity. They don't share that. It's a competitive world, and winning is more important than being together. And so it's a hard world, and often it's a selfish world. And so sometimes there's conflict, and man, you know, there's conflict right now. And I'm praying for just peace in Ukraine, but peace around the world. Ukraine's not the only war that's going on. It's the one that's on our radar the most and on mine personally. But war's been going on forever because of people who were created to love each other, were not alike, We're different. We have different feelings and different priorities, different worldviews, and we fought from the beginning. You might remember that time when really, in one day, one quarter, 25% of the whole population of the earth was killed. The day that Cain killed Abel. Brothers, I've read this in the news just this last 2 weeks, how Russians and Ukrainians see themselves as brothers. They're brothers fighting each other. And the ones who are on the ground don't even know why. Either way, just why? Let love reach to the other side. What a great declaration we just made about unity. Today we're praying for the Mayfield Road Baptist Church and the Meadow Lane Baptist Church. And as usual, we have so much information about them. I mean, that's a limited amount and yet quite a bit. But they both, just on paper, they sound good. They may be maybe not that good in reality, but isn't that a way a bad rumor gets started? But the purpose, the Mayfield Road Baptist Church says the purpose of our church is to lead people to become obedient and reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Is that good? Amen. The Meadow Lane Baptist Church says, ask this question: does the church have anything to offer in your search to connect with God and find the truth that positively impacts your life? Yes, we do. And so do we. It says they're a caring community of everyday people. Amen. And instead of a country, and I'm not sure how this came up, but it's part of the plan, I guess, right, Jeanette, that we pray for substance abuse and addiction, which has become very personal to me just in the last 3 months. I spend about 6 hours a day worshiping and studying the Bible with a drug addict, about 30 drug addicts and alcoholics. And in the news just recently, you know, the headlines are the cadets, the six cadets that OD'd on fentanyl. And there's still lots of, they're physically, two of them are still in critical condition. There are six of them. But man, drugs of every kind and alcohol of every kind is just taking down people right and left. In some states, there are more opioid deaths per month than COVID deaths per month. It's terrible. It's hard. And it's like so much like other sin too, where you choose it and then in a minute after choosing it and you choose it again and you choose it again, then you can't not choose it. And you need to have help, just like we do to be rescued from sin. We need help. We can't get over it by ourselves. And so we're praying for those who have fallen victim to their own choices and now have become addicts. Very much like I did when I became a sin addict and I needed God to rescue me and set me free. And that's the same kind of freedom that drug addicts need. They need to be rescued and set free. Sometimes in the drug rehab world, you're either in recovery once you've kind of kicked it, and now you can choose again. You can choose and you can say no. And you're in recovery. It's very much like us being. But sometimes you still can relapse and make bad choices. So we're praying for a power greater than their own will That's what we'll pray for today. We'll also pray for peace in our world, and that God will intervene. Man, we need God. And I guess we've always needed him. We need him every day, and we'll need him every day in the future. But today, we're crying out. My daily routine has become in the last 2 weeks. I hear the alarm. I check on President Zelensky to see if he's still alive, and then I drink my coffee. But I've also learned this. I cry. But then, after I read the news, I cry. And I don't watch news, I read it. So, but then I also cry out, God, save us. Let's pray for unity in our world, in our churches, and in our own lives. God, we love you. And as sons and daughters, we just fight. And Father, I pray that there could be peace in our world, that you would intervene and there would be peace in our world, that there would not be wars. God, I pray for unity in the church, that the body of Christ all over the world, those who say they belong to you, those who have given their lives to you, that we would be one, that you would make us one. For the Mayfield Road Baptist Church and the Meadow Lane Baptist Church, and for Christ Community Church, that we would all be one, that you would make us one. Father, for those who suffer from substance abuse and addiction, we pray for freedom. We pray for intervention in their life, that the Holy Spirit would convict them and lead them to a place, to a person, to a group that could help them. Father, we pray for choices that we make and others that don't honor you. We don't want to choose anything in our lives that doesn't honor you. How we talk, what we think about, what we eat, how we spend our money, how we spend our time. We want all of these things to honor you. And so, Father, if there is any addiction in our lives, whether it's to drugs or alcohol or anything else, we pray that you would set us free from that addiction. We want to love you with all of our heart. We don't want to give away part of our heart to something that's not you or that's not of you. So we pray again for unity in our world, that we could love our neighbors as we love ourselves, that we could love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. We know this can only be done by your miraculous power in our lives. So we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The next focus is going to be communion. And that's why we've showed up. We're going to sing some songs, and we're going to take communion together. And again, in these songs, I hope you hear a declaration that you're speaking to each other. These powerful words that others have written and put to music, and now we can sing and say to each other, that we can sing and say to God, and that we could proclaim our beliefs and our trust and our love. So let's sing together. Our life song is worship. So let's take it out there. We're sons, saved sons and daughters of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're salt and light of the earth, so let's go. Let's go do that out there. All right.